Voting by absentee ballot. You may vote by absentee ballot if you will be absent from your city or town on election day, or if you have a disability that prevents your voting at the polling place, or if you cannot vote at the polls due to religious beliefs. Applying for an absentee ballot. All applications for absentee ballots must be made in writing. You must apply for an absentee ballot from your city or town clerk or election commission no later than noon on the day before the election. Applications may be mailed or hand-delivered, and you may use any form of written communication, letter or postcard, or the official application form. A family member may apply in the same manner for you. Include on the application your name and address as registered, your ward and precinct if you know them, the precise address where the ballot should be sent, your own signature. A ballot will be sent to any address you specify, including your own home. Be sure to apply early. Requesting to vote in person. If you meet the qualifications to vote absentee but do not want to have a ballot mailed to you, you may request to vote in person before Election Day. You may vote at your city or town hall before Election Day at a time arranged with the clerk, but the application for your ballot must be made no later than noon on the day before the election. Call the clerk's office to make certain that the absentee ballots are available. Absentee ballots should be available 3 weeks before an election. Voting by absentee ballot. The ballot will come with instructions and a set of return envelopes. After making your choices on the ballot, you must enclose it in the inner or smaller brown envelope and complete the information on the front of that envelope and sign it. Then you put the smaller envelope in the bigger envelope, place proper postage on it, and mail it back to your city or town hall. To be counted, a completed ballot must be received by the time the polls close on Election Day. If you're not able to write, the person assisting you must sign your name as well as their name, address, and telephone number. What if I'm permanently disabled? If you are permanently disabled and cannot cast your vote at the polling place, you may file a letter from your physician with your city or town clerk, stating that you're permanently unable to cast your vote at the polling place because of a disability. A completed application for an absentee ballot for you to sign and return will be mailed to you by the city or town clerk at least 28 days before every primary and election.